Thou art all fair, my love. Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 7. The Lord's admiration of his church is very wonderful, and his description of her beauty is very glowing. She's not merely fair, but all fair. He views her in himself, washed in his sin-atoning blood and clothed in his meritorious righteousness, and he considers her to be full of comeliness and beauty. No wonder that such is the case, since it is but his own perfect excellency that he admires. For the holiness, glory, and perfection of his church are his own glorious garments on the back of his own well-beloved spouse. She's not simply pure or well-proportioned. She is positively lovely and fair. She has actual merit. Her deformities of sin are removed. But more, she has, through her Lord, obtained a meritorious righteousness by which an actual beauty is conferred upon her. Believers have a positive righteousness given to them when they become accepted in the Beloved. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. Nor is the church barely lovely. She is superlatively so. Her Lord styles her, "Thou fairest among women." She has a real worth and excellence which cannot be rivaled by all the nobility and royalty of the world. If Jesus could exchange his elect bride for all the queens and empresses of earth, or even for all the angels in heaven, he would not. For he puts her first and foremost, fairest among women. Like the moon, she far outshines the stars. Nor is this an opinion which he is ashamed of, for he invites all men to hear it. He sets a behold before it, a special note of exclamation, inviting and arresting attention. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 1. His opinion he publishes abroad even now. And one day, from the throne of his glory, he will avow the truth of it before the assembled universe. Come, ye blessed of my Father. Matthew chapter 25, verse 34, will be his solemn affirmation of the loveliness of his elect.